Seamus on Petrol Watch this morning. What did he go to? He went to a Maxol on the Glasheen Road, spoke to punters and the pumps about the increase of fuel and also about the price of home heating oil. And let's have a listen. And this is hot off the press, so a lot of this is relevant to prices as of this morning, right?
You're fueling up there, I see.
Yeah.
that fuel there that's going into you is probably a lot cheaper than what's at the pump here.
That's a joke, isn't it? You're supposed to get 6 months in advance of stocks, don't they, in the depots in Dublin. So how can it go up? Because they've got 6 months worth of stocks, haven't they?
And all our fuel comes from the North Sea, as far as I know. We don't get anything from the Middle East.
No. They produce 3.4 million barrels a day from Iran. And only 4% of that gets used somewhere else. So, you know, like they sell it around the area there. So they're just gouging everyone. It's like the oil, heating oil, I ordered on Saturday. And it was $4.80 for 500 litres. And it's over, it's like 680 now.
Yeah.
So where did they get 200 quid from?
Seems gone up by about a third.
That's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, don't do Australia, you know. No, the car is going to be parked.
So it's Shanksmere all the way now for a while?
It'll have to be. It'll have to be. And we'll blame Trump.
And do you have oil heating at home or is it gas?
We have oil and we have solid fuel.
The oil heating that you have you seen much of a jump?
I haven't purchased oil for a while. Oh, it's 3 months ago now.
Okay.
So I won't be needing oil for a while.
So you have a good bit in the tank left?
Oh, I have.
So if you get to the end of May, then you hope that if we have a good summer, you can switch it off.
Spot on.
We're just asking you about the prices at the pump.
Yeah.
Are they worrying?
Well, this is the best one I've seen so far. Most places are kind of 179, 180.
And what is it here?
176.
Has it jumped much since Saturday?
Filled up my thing a week ago, and it was 179, so I'm surprised to be 176 here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much extra is it costing you?
Usually, right, I would put 50 euro diesel, it would last me 2 weeks. And now it's only lasting me over a week.
My God.
Yeah.
And that is a knock-on effect then on your spending, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Yeah, absolutely.
And with the increases going up now, you can expect that, I suppose, all the groceries will start going up.
Don't talk to me about them. Unreal. So I have three daughters, so a family of five. And it's costing me nearly 300 a week.
Would it be surprised to you that if I said in Cork Yo this morning there's an article that looked at 20 items?
I was only just listening. Just listening.
Were you?
Yeah, to Neil, I was. You know, it's insane. Liz, it's too hard now. It's way too hard, especially when you have children, like.
Mm.
So then, like, obviously you need your diesel in your car, you need to be buying your shopping every week. Like, how are you meant to say it?
Have you seen much of an increase?
Only today, yeah.
And were you shocked?
Shocked, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, gone up, I'd say, about 6 cent, maybe.
Well, we've seen it jump for 2 cent on Sunday and then another 5 cent yesterday. So, yeah, you're in the ballpark.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
7 cent. But then home heating oil has gone up as well, about a third.
Okay, I'm not sure about that. Only I live in an estate and there was about 3 deliveries of oil yesterday. So I'm guessing there was an increase in it, all right.
And is that a worry?
Kind of, I suppose. Family, 3 kids and, yeah.
Like, you're looking at petrol here, unleaded, 176.9, and diesel is actually the same, whereas in other pumps, it's a bit dearer.
It varies. I've come from Clonakilty now, and I had to top up on the way, and it was 178 at the other side of Cork City.
Yeah.
So it's 176 here, so...
That's good. Like, their prices seem to be fine. Looking at that price, are you surprised to know that it's 1 euro and 4 cent for the petrol... 1 euro 13 cent for the diesel is going back to the government in taxes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not. It's only benefiting them, I guess, at the end of the day. Yeah, yeah.
And you feel they're doing nothing for?
Not at the minute, but I suppose it's kind of only just come out the last few days again, like, and everyone's just panic and scaremongered again, and you know.
But like, carbon tax take last year was 1 billion, and it's going on again on the 1st of May. There's more carbon tax.
Yeah. I know. Is it worth the stress, though? It's going to happen, I suppose, and that's it. What can we do? We're still going to pay with all our complaining and stuff, do you know?
I'm only a driver, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It doesn't really affect me in this vehicle, you know? It's a company vehicle, so I suppose... what can be done? I suppose it is what it is, really.
But, like, there's over a euro in tax on the litre of fuel.
Yeah, I suppose... But then again, how long has that been that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's gone up again in May, but then yeah. again, the home fuel, like, do you have oil heating at home?
I do.
And that's gone up by, talking to a number of people, at least a third anyway.
Yeah.
Since Saturday.
I suppose, yeah, again, hopefully things will calm down fairly fast, you know what I mean? That's all we can probably hope for, really,
like,
isn't it?
We don't get that oil from the Middle East.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
The thing. It comes from the North Sea.
But don't they say then it's all...
And they've the, 6 months of stock.
The price is kind of, you know, it's nothing, what do they say again? It doesn't really matter where it's from, isn't it? It all kind of set prices, kind of like a cartel, isn't it? So I suppose...
Can we be seeing, I suppose, food prices going through the roof now as well?
Possibly, I suppose, yeah. Everything is kind of linked up in it. It's all kind of interlinked in it with oil prices and stuff in it. Transportation costs and everything. And gone crazy, I suppose.
Could do anything on that for us?
They probably could, I suppose. Well, you know, to an extent, I suppose, really, in it. But didn't Micheál Martin say then yesterday that they'd more or less need the actual taxes on the fuel to cover everything else in it? Like,
yeah,
healthcare,
like,
and whatever else, and
during
hospitals.
The,
and
4 years ago when we had the Ukrainian war, there yeah. was a reduction in the price of the pump by about 10, 20 cent a litre.
Right,
and
yeah.
he's refusing to do that now.
Yeah. I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? It's a case of, I suppose, his hands are kind of tied, really, aren't they? You know what I mean? As to what he can probably do.
Sure,
with
he's the governor.
But I suppose, as I say, as he said himself yesterday, the way everything is... The taxes on the fuel is going to everything else, you know, to cover yeah. everything else. All we can probably hope for, as I say, is for the whole Middle Eastern thing to kind of cool down fairly rapidly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To come to an end within the next, hopefully, few weeks, and for things to come back around, hopefully, well...
He might say it to him when he's over next week.
Listen, that's the thing, isn't it? That'll be an interesting one, all right? Thanks again, all right? Take it easy.